I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
And I literally just rolled out of bed.
Well, I'm really proud of you for saying yes. I expected you to say no, but I just, you know, I want some time in the sun.
No, I was fine with getting it over with.
Yeah. Also, I have to clean up the apartment anyway before. And I plan to, like, go to practice and then come home and immediately head to you, so.
Okay, so you're thinking, like, 7:30 p.m. you'll be here-ish?
Around 8. Then.
Probably yeah, 8 around by the time then. You get here. Okay, cool. Well, since last time was literally a life update, we didn't even get to the advice. We are doing advice today, and we're going to start off with a quicker life update section, but we do have some life updates, so I'm going to let Gabby take it away. I can't wait to hear about the A alphabet dating and all of the things. I mean, I know what you've been doing lately, but let's share.
Axe throwing was a success. I randomly got really good at it. I hit the board. My issue last time was my aim was, like, perfect, spot on bullseye every time. My rotation of the axe was always backwards, so I would always hit the bottom of the axe, and then it would never stick to the wood. I don't know what happened in between now and then. I did watch a few tutorials on TikTok. Maybe that was just ingrained in my brain, and I was killing it. I was so good all of a sudden. And I won a few games, so that was fun. A is complete. But B's going to have to hold on a little bit because Justin ended up, like, last minute flying home to surprise his family. They had a big, like, family party. And then his best friend is actually driving down today. Well, they're starting their drive now in, like, an hour or so. So he was like, I'll just keep him company on the drive. That way I only have to buy a one-way ticket anyway. And so they're going to start making the drive.
Are they stopping?
Back down this way. Well, so we were trying to figure that out, like, what was actually on his route. They're trying not to stop. But, like, I'm sure they'll stop for, like, food in certain places, but they're just going to shift back and forth driving.
Oh, okay. So try to go all the way through. If they want a good stop, they would probably really like Charlotte. There's a lot of, like, breweries and restaurants.
They're also going, like, right through Savannah. So we could not for the life of us figure out what that restaurant was called.
Hitch.
Yes. Well, Trailer Park Hitch. And that's not at all what I had in my brain.
Oh, you could have just asked me.
So, well, you were asleep at this point. It was, like, late last night. Luckily, this is the best thing about vlogging everything. Found it in my vlog. But, yeah, I don't know. They do slightly different than we do from Pennsylvania because they're obviously, like, more on the east side coming from, like, that part of New York.
I guess, but you're still
going
to come right down.
And then, like, down the coast, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see what time he makes it back. But alphabet dating, the B's going to – well, then the B's really going to have to hold on out because I get my wisdom teeth out next week, and I'm flying home for it. So that's going to take up my next weekend.
I'm
a little bit stressed.
Do you get
them out? So I get my surgery on Friday morning. I fly in Thursday, get them out Friday morning, and then I fly back Monday night. I'm a little worried that by Monday, I mean, yeah, I think I'll be
they're partially grown in. Yeah, you'll be fine.
That's very true, honestly. It's really only my bottom ones that I'm going through surgery for.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, they said that they look like they're all...
I mean, it's not going to be, like, fun, but it's not going to be bad.
No, yeah. But anyway, if you have any, like, life-saving tips about wisdom teeth...
I'm a dentist. I can literally give
you them. I
know,
but you haven't told me anything.
So, put tea bags in the fridge and freezer, because you can put those on
your
gums.
Tell mom, then.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She already has soup ready for me, supposedly. Okay. Anyway, like we said, we're not going to keep this long. but since Justin's out of town, anyway... it's Labor Day weekend. We have a long weekend. So I practiced today until 5, but then I'm going to pack up the car. Me and Cloud are going to drive over to Lexi's for the night, and today or tomorrow they have off. And then I'll probably just make my way back, like, later tomorrow night. But that'll be fun. We get some sister time because last time I was there, you weren't even there.
I hope we can convince Sean to set up his new grill and we can do, like, grilling.
Ooh,
and, like,
I would
a pool
love
day.
That because people keep grilling around the neighborhood and it smells so good. And
yeah, we'll do that. And we have the TV outside. The hot tub is set up.
Perf. Okay, cool.
Cool.
other than that, I feel like the only other exciting thing I did this week was, like, all the fall things. I finally went to Starbucks, got my pumpkin spice latte. Then we went to Hobby Lobby, which Hobby Lobby kind of stresses me out because the aisles are, like, an inch wide and it's just filled with everything. But everything is always on sale.
Yeah, they have 50% off Christmas right now, I heard, if you need some pre-Christmas stuff. But
we almost bought a Christmas tree to save for the house because it's on sale and it was so nice.
I tried the Dunkin' pumpkin spice latte, iced. It was good. Sugar. It's like, just a little like too, yeah, too much so sugary wouldn't. For me. But it was good.
I do. It's one of their best coffee flavors, I think.
Dunkin'. I haven't. Good. Have you tried at pecan. Starbucks the apple crisp drinks?
I have not.
Okay, me either. I want but to, I kind of want to.
Maybe Monday morning or something. We'll go on a Starbucks run.
Okay.
Should I vlog? I wasn't planning on it. I don't want to.
Nah.
I want to just relax. Okay. Yeah, so we went to Hobby Lobby, got a bunch of decor, but yeah, the fall decor is only really like 3 or 4 aisles, and then everything's already Christmas, so
it's wild.
We're not there yet, but yeah, we did almost not accidentally, but we really almost bought a Christmas tree, but hopefully it'll be on sale again at some point when we actually need it. That is my goal, is to be moved into a house by Christmas. That's all I really want. We'll see if that happens, but well, see, here's the thing, is like, we could easily move into a house by Christmas. But is it the house we want? Like, right. Really want? So, I don't know. But decorated the whole apartment for fall. I am in my DIY era, and I am loving it. I made a pumpkin bouquet, like, with all flowers for the centerpiece on the island. And then I made a skeleton bath candle, which I'm pretty sure is, like, $40 if you buy it online. And I made it for $4. So.
Oh, really? It was only $4?
I got everything from Dollar Tree, which I'll talk about later. Okay, $4. Cool. I did make a mess in the process.
But that's definitely worth it.
Oh, 100%.
Does it smell good or it's just like for decoration?
Well, I don't plan on burning it. I like it for decor. But you can add like scents into it.
Gotcha.
So you can make it smell however you want.
Well, I have so much wax from like the remnants of my Bath and Body Works candles. I need to do something with that wax.
Be all colorful though.
No, it's all beige. It's all beige. Then I thought of making, have you seen the seashell candles?
Like, maybe not.
It's literally just a big seashell, and I have some big shells. You pour the wax in with a little wick from a tea candle, and it becomes a candle.
Cute.
I've thought of that. Anyways, please continue.
Yeah, it was messy, but it was worth it, and then everything got cleaned up afterwards. It looks very fall, as much as an apartment could look fall without being too cluttered, so I'm happy with it. It feels cozy. And then exciting news, because it is official. This is what we were hinting at. I think it was last week. We both got a new manager, and I absolutely love her. And it has been something that has really been stressing me out for like over a year. And I feel like this is finally like looking in the right direction, and I am very happy with it. And yeah, that's just like a big, like, your manager is kind of like your everything when it comes to our jobs of social media. So like, I just feel like she is absolutely amazing. I absolutely love her already, and things are going well. So I figured I would update you since it was, like, official now.
Officially official. And we're still working on our little business venture that's getting there.
Yes.
So.
I wonder if we could eventually get our manager on the podcast. I feel like that could be fun.
Ooh, I think she'd be down. Like a social
media episode? I think so, too.
I also want to get my financial advisor on here to answer some finance questions because she would also be down. So let me know if you guys want that. But is that the end of your life updates?
That's it. Okay. I think. Like, I really couldn't think of anything else I did this week.
So, sounds about right. So, I did some more job stuff as far as finding offices to potentially work at post-residency. So, that was my week this week. Oh, we had the hurricane. Completely forgot about that. I had 2 days off for that. Honestly, it pretty much missed our house. We, like, didn't have much other than rain. And not even that much rain.
This is 2 years in a row where we've literally gotten...
Well, don't get too excited. I heard there's something brewing off the coast of Africa, which I think would be your side, but not sure.
Well, we'll see. But, yeah, we barely even got, like... I don't even know if our rain was from that or not. We were, like, very outside of it.
Yeah, so that happened. We had literally just organized and put all of our stuff out on the patio, and then we literally had to put it all back in the garage and then put it all back out after the storm, so... Things are like half settled. I've been researching honeymoon destinations. So my Instagram explore page is just all travel content. And I set up, did you know on Instagram you can set up a shared saved album? Really? So like every time I save something, Sean gets notified in a message, which is probably so annoying for him because I've saved like 50 reels. But if there's ever
we should probably do that because me and Justin just send each other everything.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, I'm going to keep it here for like when I need to refer back to it. And then I can't find it because then we send each other.
Yeah, no, I would do that. More. Yeah, it's
smart.
Yeah. Because it automatically sends, but then it's saved in the album. So, yeah, I've been looking into that stuff. I mean, we have, you know, a year before that happens, but still trying to like the flights are opening for that time. So trying to like get some ideas going. I finished Vlogmas. I can't believe it. It was a hit. Oh, people loved it. I feel like I connected with people so much more because at the end of every vlog, I would answer questions, or if Sean was home, him and I would answer questions. So people were like commenting a lot, and like it was really fun. So I'm excited for Vlogmas. I'm sad that now I just am like it almost feels weird to like not pick up the camera every day, but I need to like get back in like a somewhat of a routine. It's always of like doing it like semi-regular.
The first it's week like that's all like, or oh nothing. My god, this is tough. And then you're like cruising through it. And then you're like, wait, how do I not do this every day now?
Yeah, very weird. I also decorated for fall, and I realized that when you have a house, you probably should buy more decor. Because I'm looking around.
Go to Hobby Lobby. Yeah. We can go tonight at 8 o'clock.
They'll definitely be closed, probably. Maybe but not. Maybe Target. True. I haven't been there for fall decor yet.
I
haven't either,
so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, so maybe that. And that's literally all I have. I have like no updates. I think I already talked about that I fully finished Gilmore Girls. Couldn't believe how it ended. Literally in shock.
I'm still watching Vanderpump. I'm on season 5 now. I'm about to watch the Katie and Tom wedding, which I now understand why they got divorced. They really should have never gotten married in the first place. But you know who my favorite character is?
Who?
Nikolai, Stassi's little brother.
I know, he's funny. Are you going to watch it all the way through? Like, are you going to get caught up? Because the new season's going to be coming out in not that long. So that would be really fun for us to watch together. Supposedly, they just filmed the season finale last night in real time. So
have you seen when it's coming out. My whole For You page is people, like, accidentally running into the entire cast and being filmed. Like, they're all at the restaurants and they're, like, all filming, which it kind of looks very staged, but...
See, I thought that, but they really do, like, fight with each other and stuff. I mean, like that. So, let's look up when it's coming out. If you can hear Lola growling, I'm so sorry.
She's a guard dog, even though she's 3 pounds.
I don't even know what she's growling at. Okay, it says, unlikely they'll make us wait. So, season 10 came out in February.
I feel like they're only filming it now, no?
Or you think they just finished filming, I think. Oh. I think season they 10. Just okay, wrapped.
So, I'm only on season 5. But I've been, like, leaving it on as a background show. So, like, I'm seeing everything and I'm getting through it pretty fast. Raquel just came on.
I just want to know when it's coming out. Yeah, I saw that Tom Sandoval got in a physical altercation in the finale after someone threw a drink. I don't know, man. I just want to know when this show's coming out. I guess if they're filming it now, I wouldn't think it would take that long just because I feel like they turned around the other ones. It just says expected to begin airing sometime later this year or in early 2024. So I guess stay tuned
for that. That gives me time, though, at least to finish and get all the way caught up.
Okay, what is your favorite this week?
It is Dollar Tree. Because
good favorite.
So you can get so much there for a dollar that is upcharged so much everywhere else. Like I said, my candle, I got the glass bowl, I got the skeleton pack, I got the wax. Well, okay, now listen, inflation hit Dollar Tree kind of hard, okay? Everything is $1.25.
Yeah.
$1.25, still can't beat it. So I guess maybe like altogether my candle was $5, but still. We got decor from there. Justin's just walking up and down every aisle like, what do we need? Everything is a dollar. And they got it all. So that's my favorite. Don't think you're too good for Dollar Tree and
oh no, they just have good
see
stuff.
What you can get there. Cause yeah.
Okay, my favorite is the Leaves candle. I forgot. I knew that was my favorite scent from Bath and Body Works, but like, I forgot like how much it like instantly brings me to that like cozy mood.
I can't find my candles and I'm stressed because I know I have fall ones here.
Oh, you should have got them when they were just on sale.
Well, but I didn't because I was like, I know I have some because I'm like what we talked about last week where like you save them and you don't burn them and then it's like, well, now why didn't I burn them? It's not fall anymore. I know I have some and we redid all of like our storage. I can't find them. Don't know where they ended up. So maybe I do need to buy more.
Okay, well, you missed the sale, so.
But yeah, I just like instantly, I know they say like what scent brings you back to a place quicker than like anything else, or like it's the most, I don't know how to describe it, like the strongest scent to like bring back memories, I guess they say. So it really works, I will tell you that.
Must be nice to not have a broken nose.
It is. I got it fixed. You should do the same.
I can't smell much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, well, why don't we hop into our advice segment now that we're done chit-chatting and Lola is still growling at whatever's outside. I haven't bothered to look. Okay, so this first one is long. It came in the form of a DM to the podcast Instagram, which, of course, is welcome, but we do have an advice highlight with a link that you can do that we are constantly checking. So I recommend doing that. But of course, we welcome it in any way, shape, or form. So I think I pasted these photos out of order. I did. I'll figure it out. Okay, so it says, hello, this may be a long shot, but I just wanted to reach out and give you guys something to talk about on the podcast. While I'm a longtime lover and supporter of both of you, sorry, Gabby, this one is specifically for Lexi, which I don't. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember why, but okay. First off, congrats on all the big things you guys have accomplished in the last year. Can't wait for the wedding content. Congratulations on the beginning of your second year of residency. Similarly, the dynamic to yourself and Sean. I'm in my fourth year of nursing school, working full-time as a tech in the emergency room and also on med-surg floor, and my boyfriend is an EMT firefighter. Buckle up and get comfy because this is about to take a turn. My boyfriend is the best man I've ever met in my life. I genuinely do see us getting married in the future. On the flip side of all the lovey-dovey stuff, sometimes I get so, so lonely. Being a healthcare worker yourself, you know how wishy-washy the schedule can be with half the days and on-calls and such. Let me switch to the next segment. Now I've lost where I'm at. Oh, my boyfriend works part-time at one department, does private transport, and owns his own business. On top of that, he volunteers at our local department. So even when he is home, we often can't leave the district or get caught up in a task because there's always a chance he could get a run. Do you ever struggle with occupying your time alone? There's only so many shifts I can pick up and so many new hobby journeys I can embark on. Sometimes I just find myself missing him so much. I feel like I can only see him for 24 hours throughout the whole week. I'm sure you've experienced this before. How do you get through it? Once I go back to school after summer, I know I'll be busy, that it won't bother me, but right now I'm kind of struggling with it. We've talked about it before, and bless his heart, because he was so understanding about it. Gotta switch screens. Sorry. But with the state of our lives right now, it's not really avoidable at all. Neither of us can truly clearly clear our schedules very much. We have bills to pay, lots of expensive goals we want to accomplish. What do I do? Do you have any words of advice? I know Justin and Gabby spend a lot of time apart too because of work. Our lives will calm down eventually, right? I would absolutely never do anything to lose him or jeopardize our relationship. He's my person in this world. I just sometimes find myself overwhelmed with it all. Okay. I don't know. I can see definitely what you're feeling. Although Sean does do 24-hour shifts, he is home a lot as well, like on his off days. And like I'm home other than work, so we do spend a lot of time together. I would say this would have been, I told Sean the other day, I was like, I can't imagine you doing this job when I was in dental school, because then I don't think we would probably see each other. So like, I kind of understand what you're saying. It sounds like it's more of just a logistical thing and not like you guys don't want to spend the time together. It sounds like you do want to spend the time together. So I think just maybe being like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like more intentional with your time, mm-hmm. and just be like, hey,
prioritizing.
Is it okay if we plan like, you know, this many hours where you don't go to a call? Like, I just want to do a date night, and just like being more intentional with that. And as far as just not getting lonely, I'm personally someone that loves my alone time. But if you are not as much, I would say like find some friends that are in a similar field that you can go grab coffee with, or like that are on a similar schedule as you, so that you know, you guys have something in common, or find maybe one of his coworkers, significant others that you can hang out with, like somebody that understands what you're going through. And as far as that, like just besides that, little things that I like doing when I am alone that like aren't as lonely, reading, watching TV, listening to podcasts. Like when I'm home alone, I love having something on in the background all the time, whether that's a podcast or a show or something like that. I feel like is my best tips as far as like not thinking about being lonely, if that makes sense.
And then one of the first questions she asked was like, even when he's home, they can't really leave because he could get like a call or whatever. But sometimes I feel like when you have to get creative for like a date night, those are some of the best. Like they can be like something you do at home, but you're like intentional with turning it into a date. So it's not like, okay, we're just going to be relaxing, like watching something on TV. Those turn into some of like the most fun nights ever. Yeah. So just Pinterest is going to be
cooking
your best
together.
Friend.
Together.
Yeah, like, or like they have the things where you can order and do the little like painting things. You follow a tutorial online, you do painting, mm-hmm. you do like game nights. I feel like Pinterest, or just look up things that you can do at home, or like things you can do locally in your area.
Yeah.
And those, instead of just like going out to dinner, that feels, I feel like, almost more special because you like really put time into thinking about it and
yeah,
trying to plan something.
I think that is great advice. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Like I said, finding hobbies for yourself, but also being more intentional with your time together, I think is the best thing. And like appreciate this time that you guys have now, because you'll look back and be like, man, we were so busy. We were doing this, this, and that. But it always seems worse in the moment than when you look back on it.
Absolutely. All right, next one. How do I get a guy to like me? LMAO. I feel like any of the guys I'm interested in just want to hook up. I'm assuming you're between the age of like college and early 20s. And unfortunately, guys are trash at that age for the most part. You got to filter through and find the good ones.
I think I want to stop you right at the beginning and say, how do I get a guy to like me? You don't get a guy to like you. You love yourself and you find someone that loves you for who you are. Because I can tell you right now, by trying to, and this is, I'm not trying to be like rude, I'm just giving you tough love. By trying to get a guy to like you, you're never going to find the right guy. You're going to find the guy that just wants to hook up, that leads you on, that you're constantly wondering when he's going to text you. Like, we don't have time for that. Unless you want to be in your hookup phase, then go off, sis. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you don't. You want to have a relationship, in which case, you need, this sounds so stupid, but you need to just do your thing and let it come to you. If you're actively like on dating apps and things like that, that's great. I think just making your intentions straight up, like, I'm not looking for a casual hookup, like I'm looking for a relationship, and then just kissing frogs till you find your man. I don't know. That's my best advice.
And focusing on you and like not worried about like, oh my God, I need to find a boyfriend right now, doesn't mean that you can't just like still date around and like cycle through your options, kind of thing. Like, it just means don't be so focused on like, I need a relationship right now, and be more focused on like, I'm just living my life, I'm gonna find a guy that is gonna compliment my life in the best way, and then and if it takes a while, then it takes a while, but it'll be worth it, because you'll find the one that like will be the best addition to your life, instead of just finding all these guys that want nothing more than to have some fun for a night.
Agreed. But
it's
on finding out who you are and becoming the best version of yourself, and the right guy will find you. And that sounds cliche, but like, that's when you're gonna find the best situation for yourself, instead of trying to get a guy to like you, if that makes sense.
It's the most annoying piece of advice when people are like, you'll find a relationship when you stop looking, and people are like, well, when is that going to happen? Like, I feel like I've stopped looking a while ago, but like, I feel like almost every relationship success story literally starts with like, I had no intentions of.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like sit inside your house and let someone show up at your door. Like Gabby said, like, you can still go out and do things, like try to meet people, but just don't think of it as like every guy I meet is going to be,
he's going to be my husband. Yeah.
Yeah. It gives off a vibe that people tend to like read too.
Just go on dates for the free meals, and if someone ends up,
says Gabby, who went on one date for one free meal.
Yeah, but guess what, I discovered one of my favorite restaurants ever, so it was worth it. Okay, next one says, I broke up with my boyfriend 9 months ago because I had so much going on and I just didn't have time for him. But for the past 9 months, I have missed him and I want him back. I texted him and told him how I was feeling, but he didn't feel the same way. I've tried to get over him, but I just can't. What should I do? Don't go back.
That door is
closed. I hate to say it. This is like a tough love. I'm feeling feisty today, but
yeah,
don't go back. You ended it for a reason. You didn't have time for him, but there was something in your gut. Because if you could have made time for him.
For someone that you want to. So there was a reason why you felt like you couldn't prioritize him in your life. And other things were more important. Stick with
your gut. You're just now things have probably calmed down and you're lonely. And so you're like, oh, I miss him. I think you just miss having someone.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I don't think you miss him personally. And so for tips to get over him, I would say, go out with your friends or even just like pick up hobbies, do things to focus on you. And you can, you know, if it helps, you can date other people, like just put yourself out there. But I wouldn't go backwards.
Especially because it's like 9 months. If it was like I broke up with him a week ago and I'm realizing now, like that would be different. But yeah, 9 months is a little.
It's a whole baby. You had an entire pregnancy to think about that and you chose not to go back.
It's one way to look at it. Next one. How do you tell a close friend that they have been doing things recently that just bother you? I've tried to tell said friend and I just keep getting gaslit. Gaslit?
I don't know.
I don't know how the past tense of that is. We've had a long close friendship, but I've been feeling ignored recently. These are some sticky situations sometimes because when the other person just doesn't want to see it in your eyes, like anything you say is just not going to really fix anything.
Yeah, I would say if you've tried to tell her, I mean, I would just sit her down and be like, look, I really want to continue this friendship, but this is how I'm feeling. Number one tip in any conversation or argument or anything like that, use I statements. Don't say you've been doing this, especially when somebody is not seeing the error of their ways. That is not going to go well. Just say, I've been feeling this way. I would like it if we could XYZ to fix it. And you know what? If she doesn't fix it, I guess he or she doesn't fix it, then there's nothing you can do. You can't force someone. You need to do what makes you happy. And if you're feeling like you're more drained and the friendship is not bringing you joy, then I'm not saying you have to never be this person's friend, but maybe right now they're going through something and they just can't be the friend that you need. So just take a step back.
Yeah. Let there be some distance. Give her time to also like think and clear her head so she can understand what you're saying possibly, or like really see what the issue is. Because like I said, if she's in her head right now, just like constantly giving like excuses or like, trying to like shift the blame, then it's just nothing is really going to get fixed in this moment in time from that right now.
Agreed.
I wish I could tell the podcast the drama that happened in Cancun. Not between me and Justin. Between
other people and us. Yeah.
I don't think I can, but like.
I don't think you can. I wish I could. Gabby had a satisfying moment where a situation where she was in the right, but other people thought she was crazy. Came not back really. Okay not people, nobody thought you were crazy, but people came back around and basically said like, wow, I understand you. That's what happened.
But like, if you guys could hear I wish I could tell the juicy details, but just in your head just imagine what it could be, because if you've been following me for a while you could probably put the pieces together and just know that that's exactly what happened. Anyway,
okay, next question. It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Post-grad life after college, does one move back home to save money or continue to pursue their dreams and live in their dream city? I think that's a you
dreams.
Question.
Dream. I just say there's always that option of moving back home. Like, you always have that plan B.
Okay.
Like, you always have a safety net. Go for the dreams first. Really try it out. Let there be, like manifest a positive life. Like, don't just immediately get stressed out. Like, give yourself time to really figure things out and get your life moving in a new city. But like, especially if clearly like your family's willing to like allow you to move back home and have that, let that be the back burner, as like you always know that if things get that bad where you really like, whether it's money or like you're just not enjoying it anymore, whatever it is, you have another option. But now's the time to really like try to start a new life somewhere.
Wow, I love that. And that is why we have Gabby, ladies and gentlemen, because I was playing it safe and saying, well, you can always move out first. And then, but you could get stuck in a rut and not ever want to move. Whereas if you're feeling right. it now, go for it. Like Gabby said, you can always move back home. Love that. Thanks for the inspiration.
You're welcome. I'm a big fan of moving away from your hometown. I just feel like that's kind of like you get like a set, like a refresh on life. Like, so when you're like life begins.
Yeah.
Unless you have a really great hometown. Sister. I mean, like.
Yeah, unless you live in Savannah, Georgia, then don't leave. Love that place.
Feeling behind is seeing people my age having family or kids. Any advice to not feel like this? Think about the positives of it. Like, as soon as you have a baby, for the next 18 years, your focus is on someone else other than yourself. Like, right now, if you're in a relationship or whatever it is, like, this is the only time you're going to have for a very long time where you just get to enjoy each other, yourself, whatever you want to do. And like you won't get that once as soon as the baby starts. Obviously it's a great thing, but there's so many great things about also not having a baby yet.
110%. And you're gonna look back and be like, why did I rush this if I wasn't ready? So honestly, everybody is on their own timeline. I mean, hello, all my friends have been working for years and I'm still technically in like a school setting, so I get it in that sense. But like everyone's on their own timelines and people are having kids way later than they ever have before. Like it is the norm now to not have kids until you're in your 30s. Whereas I feel like back in the day that was like unheard of. Now it's like the norm. Like people are doing that. People are living longer for the most part. Two, people are pursuing like careers more than they ever have.
Careers, traveling.
Yeah.
Just like, spending time just as a couple so and
yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I think focus on the positive and like don't rush where you're at. There's a reason you're at where you're at. Things happen for a reason and eventually you'll be at that point and it'll be great when you are. But right now, all of those people with kids are looking back being like, dang, I kind of am jealous. They're probably thinking the same thing. They're jealous right. that you get to go out and do whatever you want. I always think of it this way. Whenever you're somewhere and it's time to eat, guess what? All the parents have to make their kids a freaking plate of food before they can sit down and eat. And are you ready to do that? If the answer is no, make yourself a plate of food and eat happily. Because that is the one thing I always see. Whenever I'm somewhere.
Of course, it's the one thing you would focus on. Am I ready for a child yet? I'm really hungry. Would I be okay with making their plate before mine?
Yes, but no. That's the whole. That's like just an analogy. Is like.
No, but of course that's yours.
Like you become second. Like nature. Really like that's just what it is. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
How do you prepare to live with roommates in a house or apartment for the first time? Oof, buckle up.
I'm just so glad I never have to be in my roommate era again.
Get ready to compromise. Number one, be okay with compromising. There are more than just yourself and your needs and your stuff in one space. Number two, make sure that you all have your own space within said place so that you're not on top of each other all the time because you're going to need your own space when you live with roommates.
Have conversations early on, you even move
right
on,
away.
About cleaning duties, like guest rules, when you need quiet hours, like have the conversations early on because nothing will build resentment faster than like people doing things that you didn't know were going to be an issue when you could have probably somehow solved it from the beginning by like making a cleaning schedule or whatever it is because whew, as soon as you start to dislike a roommate, it gets rough out there.
And aside from, or not aside, but like in addition to setting up guidelines for that stuff, talk about how you'd like to be told if there's something that's bothering your roommate, whether you'd rather have them you, leave a note, because I feel like that's number one, because things are going to come up. You're not going to be able to cover everything every time. Like you're going to have something that someone does that's different than how you do it, but it's how that person wants to be told that something's bothering them. Because you do not want resentment to build. You don't. I'm the kind of person where I'm like, if I'm doing something that's bothering you, like, please just tell me right away. Because I'll be fine. As long as you do it in a respectful way, I'll be fine. Like, I'd rather you do that than, like, not talk to me for a week. When I don't know what I did wrong, you know?
And also, just another way to prepare if you've never lived away from your parents. Make sure you know how to do
the
laundry,
things.
Cleaning, dishes. Just learn it all now. You don't want to be that roommate that has no idea how to, like, take care of themselves. And that's, I feel like, a big argument starters, just cleaning and messes and like all of that stuff.
Don't be the dirty roommate.
Yeah. All right. Going to grad school in an entirely different state where I know no one. So I guess the basics on how to make friends post undergrad, stay on top of work, not overbooking yourself, not getting too used to being alone. I'm getting my own apartment with no roommates. And any and all advice is appreciated. Love you guys. Well, I feel like because you're going to grad school, it's you're already kind of like setting yourself up
to meet people
in a way. Yeah, like to meet people. Like you're not just going to a new state with like nothing. You already know you're going to be around people that have that share that same common interest or field or whatever it is that you're going through that also have the same schedule. And I feel like are also probably on the same page of coming to a new city and wanting to make friends.
Aside from that, I would say do things you enjoy, whether that be yoga, cycling, like a workout class. Great way to meet other people that have similar interests as you. And then you can make friendship dates from there, like getting coffee and things like that. Staying on top of work and not overbooking yourself. Be okay with saying no. Get a planner slash calendar in your house. Number one tip I have, especially when living alone, just to like keep everything organized. And I love that you're getting your own apartment. Decorate it exactly how you want, because that is so fun. And then not getting too used to being alone, make sure you schedule things that are social activities, whether that, even if it's just like a workout class where you're not necessarily like talking, you're still around people. Just schedule things in your week, each week, to make sure that like you're getting some sort of social interaction. Even if that's just like going to a coffee shop, again, by yourself, you're still surrounded by people. That's my tip for it all.
Yeah.
I agree. And explore your new state and area. I feel like that's so fun.
Yeah. Like, go to a different coffee shop, like, once a week or something. Explore it all. Find some fun places.
I'm still waiting on the coffee shop near my house to open. They said fall. So
it's September.
I really need that to get moving. I know. It's fall. Okay. Starting a side hustle as a social influencer and how to grow a following.
Consistency
and be you
and being yourself.
Yep. And as stupid as that sounds, your girl hasn't been posting and the followers are just on the decline. So, and I have posts ready to go, I just like forget to do it. So, and the people I see growing, did you see I sent you that page?
Yeah,
they I could not believe
every
it
single day.
They post every single day, but they skyrocketed in followers. So as annoying as it is, and you can't be afraid of judgment. Like, if you're going to do it, like, do it. Post every day, multiple times a day. But, like, ask yourself, would I follow this person and why? Like, why would someone follow you? And then run with that. Ask your friends and family, like, what is some traits that you guys like about me? And then capitalize on that and find what it is that you would follow.
And you don't have to, like, niche down, but find specific things that make you unique and make sure you like show those things off.
Yeah. For example, Gabby has blonde hair, blue eyes, and takes great photos. So guess what? She's going to be the photo person. I, on the other hand, I'm funny, I think. So I need to be more, and I'm bad at that because I'll be the kind of person where I'm just posting static photos and no one who follows me even knows who I am. So, you know, be you. Don't try to be anybody else and be consistent. And it'll pay off.
Yeah, it really
will.
And
then as far as like brands and stuff, just like literally reach out. Just email, reach out.
And from the beginning, do not get too focused on numbers.
Yes.
You have to love what you're doing and be okay with things not performing well, but still feeling fulfilled by it.
Fulfilled.
Because like you literally cannot control an algorithm on any of these social medias anymore. So you have to be okay with that and just doing it because you love it.
Agreed.
It's tough out here. These pages are crazy now. Next one, how to get along with a significant other's family who they do not have the healthiest relationship or boundaries with. And I feel like you just kind of have to be okay with whatever relationship they have with them. Like, I feel like you can't necessarily overstep as
be
a significant other
if he can't. If he or she isn't good friends with them.
So just know what, like, that relationship is. And then from there, just, I don't know. That's tough.
So
I feel like I've always been really
tell,
lucky with significant others' families.
I can't tell from the tone of this if it's, like,
they don't have boundaries with, and like they don't have a healthy relationship in the sense that like the family's overbearing, they're always around, they're kind of rude. That's a different story than just your significant other doesn't like his or her family as much, and like they have issues. If it's like Gabby was saying, they personally don't have the best relationship, then that's where you follow that person's lead and like you can try and help make it better, but like ultimately it's their family. Whereas if it's the other way around and it's the family that wants to be around and it's just like, you know, toxic in-laws, that's a different story. I would say that you and your partner need to have the conversation, be on the same page, and then go to the family with your boundaries.
Through the significant other, though.
Yeah.
It's always going to be better delivered. Yeah. Especially if the mom is already that one of those moms that doesn't want her son to find another woman that replaces her in her life. Like, you can't be the bad guy because it's just going to build a worse relationship. So have that conversation, communicate with your significant other, then go through the significant other pretty much for everything else, I would say.
Okay, next one. Maintaining a sister bond when adulting and going through different life phases. Well, it was harder when I lived up north and Gabby lived down here, I feel like.
Especially because our schedules were complete opposite. I was busy at night, you were busy during the day. But we also...
so sorry. I didn't know Lola was behind me. And I reached my hand back here to stretch and something touched my hand and I got really scared.
The face that you made looking back thinking someone just like came in your house and touched you, or I don't know.
That's what it felt like. A human was touching my hand from behind my couch. Oh my gosh. My heart is racing.
Tip number one, start a podcast so you at least have to have an hour conversation with each other once a week.
Yeah, no, I would say just, again, scheduling time to talk when you can. But yeah, being on different schedules is hard. And then, like, being on different parts of the country was hard. At least now, we're on different schedules, but we're in the same state. So, like,
I would say still see each other. Our go-to as a family in general is anytime we're in a car, see who else is free and always schedule a phone call.
Yeah.
Anytime we're driving, we always just text each other, like, driving it free. And then whoever else is free will call. And that way we also good morning, good night, our entire family, like every single day. So we're in almost constant communication with each other, but sometimes it's harder to find like times for FaceTimes or like long calls when you are busy. So just finding time for like little short calls to catch up, and then also just like planning trips.
Yeah. And I think especially with like the different life phases, like if one of you starts to have kids, you know, we haven't obviously gone through that, but I almost feel like that's going to be the time where we're going to be even closer.
Closer, right.
Because people will want to hang out with me only because I have kids, so. But, yeah. That was...
And schedule time, like, only for sister time. I don't know if there's, like, significant others involved or whatever the case is, but still finding time where it's, like, just you two, like, the old days or however many sisters you have is definitely important. Did you read that one?
I think it's your turn.
I'm in love with my best friend. We have the most amazing friendship, but he has a girlfriend and I don't know how to act. Oh, that's literally not what it says.
She literally just made that up.
He has a girlfriend and I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose him, but seeing them together sucks. Don't
be that girl.
Be he a has friend a girlfriend, and that's it right now.
You're if second, he becomes single, you can pursue that, but no.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I understand. No one hates a close girlfriend when you're a girlfriend. Do you understand what it meant? No one hates like the close girl best friend more than like when you're a girlfriend. Like, do not overstep that boundary.
Respect the relationship. Yes. Like, you can't control your feelings, but you don't have to act on them, and just respect that. And if he becomes single, then you can pursue him. But at this point, I do know that, like, I understand you're telling me that like it sucks to see them together, but unfortunately they are together. You can distance yourself. And you can always keep him as a friend. She says, I don't want to lose him. But, like, you have lost him in the sense that you never had him. It sounds like in a romantic way. But you can still be friends as long as you don't act on those. I don't know.
Yeah, just don't try to ruin the relationship. Be there for him as a friend and a friend only right now. And you never know what the future has in store.
But don't be the reason they break up.
Yes, that's what I, for sure.
Okay.
How do you stay consistent with motivation when working out, even when life gives you hurdles? For me, it's knowing that I will always feel better after a workout.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely, you know, goes in waves where I'm working out consistently, and then there's weeks where just life happens and I'm not. Number one, I would say find a workout that you like. Find healthy meals, nutritious meals, protein products, whatever that be that you like. Find cute workout clothes that you like. Yeah, and all of those things will motivate you to do it. And
also find a schedule that works for you. Not everyone needs to be a 6 a.m. gym kind of girl.
Correct. Work it in your week. And for me, what works best is like on a Sunday, for example, or I guess this week it'll be like a Monday. Look at what you have going on in the week and figure out what days you will have time to work out, and almost like plan it ahead of time so that you're holding yourself more accountable, if that makes sense. And then just being gentle with yourself and knowing that, like, if life gives you hurdles, that's okay. You don't have to work out every single day, but just like, it's a like, as much as it takes time to like gain muscle and like get into a routine, you're not going to lose it overnight either. So like, just be on a steady path up towards your goals. And
also
if there's ups and downs, oh well.
Remember that like anything is better than nothing, whether that's a little walk, a 10-minute at home workout, whatever it is. For days that you can't go to the gym, like, don't make it that it's that important that like it's going to turn your entire day around. Like, there's so many easy ways where you can just get a little like movement in at least. Yeah, that's honestly, that's a big one that always makes me like feel proud of myself, where if it's under like, yeah, like if you can just take the stairs somewhere, like it's something so little, but it like gets your body moving a little bit more than you would have had you taken the elevator. Like little things like that, that are little changes, that it's not like, oh, I have to go set apart like a whole hour to go to the gym if you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Where the point where it stresses you out more than it's like benefiting you. Mm-hmm. Find little ways to work it in. Poses for Insta photos. How to just do random poses without feeling awkward.
I also need this advice. Keep moving.
Keep moving. Always do something with your hands and just have someone like spam the camera button.
And if you need inspo, go on Pinterest and like look at poses and practice poses in the mirror. That's what Gabby's told me. I've never done it. But I should, because
nothing will make you hate photos more of yourself when you don't know how to pose and know your angles and know your where you look good. Because if you don't like the way you look in a picture, you're never going to like the picture.
Yeah,
so you just like have to figure out. Yeah, 100% movement, and just like know how your body, like how you're happy with the way you look. So that's why I say like do it in a mirror, or like set up a tripod and like go through a whole bunch of whatever. Because not every pose that you see on Pinterest or on Instagram is going to look good on every body type.
Mm-hmm. But overall, overarching advice.
I thought you were saying overall, just arch.
Overall, arch your back. No, overarching advice is just movement.
Yeah, just keep movement and like make it candid. Don't just be like hands on hips, smile. Like you're playing with your hair. you're playing with your clothes. You're like looking around. You're not just getting a Liberty in a nice tight high V like Lexi sometimes does.
Okay. Last question. Advice on how to keep the spark in a long-term relationship. Trying to get away from the roommate vibes. Go on dates.
Yeah. Alphabet dating. It's fun.
Go on
that
dates.
That was also just because we wanted to spice up our dates more than just a dinner.
Ask each other questions that are just like fun, random questions. Get to know each other, even if you've been dating for the longest time. And like schedule a date. I can't stress
and
that
also,
enough.
Little things that you wouldn't do with a roommate, like when your significant other gets home, like get up and greet them, like give them a kiss, have those mini conversations. Don't
put
just
your
like
phone down.
Yeah, don't just allow yourself to like just coexist and live separate lives. Like,
yeah,
still do little things that you would have done at the beginning. That
agreed.
Take 30 seconds to give up and give them a kiss when they get home. Give them a hug, like
write
whatever the case
before
is.
They leave for
yeah,
when you
like
go to work or
find little things that you wouldn't do to a roommate that you know would make a difference in your relationship. That just make the other person happy. That are so easy, and just still have that like love instead of just
hate
a roommate. Yeah, well.
No, for sure. Be intentional about things like spending time together, cooking meals, eating meals. Everyday things like going walks together.
And again, like the first question, like there's a lot of things you can do at home that you don't just have to sit and watch whatever's on TV and like both sit on your phones. Like you can still unwind together, but find little things that you are still, like, spending really good quality time doing.
Play cards, Scrabble, Bananagrams. I'm thinking of two-person games.
Do some arts and crafts.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we've been chit-chatting for a while here. I think that's going to be it for this week's episode. As always, thanks for listening. Check out the pod Instagram for anything a little extra. If you don't follow us, you should. Although we have more followers than listeners, I think. So, at least on, like, most episodes. So, if you follow us on Instagram, you should be listening to this. Not. But thank you so much. And we'll see again, you next week.
Oh, sorry. Interrupting real quick.
No, it's okay.
We interrupt this interruption. Again, the advice link is always on there. So, if you guys didn't get something answered or you didn't get something in, go submit it. We'll do these, again, every so often so we can help you out whenever you need. And if you take our advice and it doesn't work out, we're not responsible.
Don't come for me. Okay, bye. See you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.